You're familiar with idols. Nebuchadnezzar had a crowd of people bow down before a 90 feet tall image, an idol. Aaron made a golden calf. Hinduism and Buddhism and ancient Greek and Roman and other religions worship or worshipped images and idols. But idols aren't always something you can see. God spoke in Ezekiel 14:4 saying, "Everyone of the house of Israel who sets up his idols in his heart." Idols in your heart? Now, what could they be? I wouldn't want to answer for you, but it's clear that God saw this as a real issue. You can be an idolater without a statue, without an image. So God would have his people look into their hearts and see just what is taking up the space, what the priorities of life actually are. When God said, "Have no other gods before me," he wasn't only referring to gods of gold and silver. It's well worth asking God about idols in your heart. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.